Business Hub.
With Focus Technology, bringing technology happiness to businesses in Cornwall.
Mr. Andrew Davenport is back. Andrew, how are you?
I am very well, thank you. Yourself, Mark?
Yeah, good, thank you. Very good to have you back. Busy times at the moment.
Yeah, very busy times. And I can say, for one, I'm looking forward to the 4 days off over Easter, which getting that kind of back-to-back is quite a rarity for me.
Yeah. You get time off over Easter, Andrew? Crikey.
Yeah, well, someone's got to, you know. There's all those eggs to be eaten.
So we're talking about migration of services this week, Andrew, because it's something quite important. You don't want to end up being left out in the cold by support issues.
Absolutely. For any company running IT, basically the date for the diary this year will be July the 14th. Microsoft will officially be removing all support for Windows Server 2003. Basically, this means that they will no longer be writing patches or fixes for vulnerabilities or bugs within the Server 2003 software platform. Many people are still actually using this to run their businesses as their servers. I suppose it's a twofold thing. It just shows how good the product has been at what it's provided to do. You know, it's obviously sort of 12 years old now, but it's now time to sort of seriously think about moving on to something newer, something a bit shinier, with a few more features and some other opportunities there.
What is the scale of it, do you think? How many people are running this?
I'd say easily 50% of our customers are still running Server 2003.
Okay.
A lot of the argument over the recent years has been basically a cash based decision. Is, you know, we can't afford to do a migration or an upgrade at this point. However, as we were talking earlier, the economy seems to be on the up, people are spending a bit of money and looking to the future, so now's the time to sort of pencil it in, and as we were talking about the other week, get that budget written and actually plan for the move away from Server 2003.
Yeah. If you don't do it, what actually happens?
Nothing will change in the respect that your business will still carry on running. What actually happens is you expose your business to greater risk. If vulnerabilities are found within the software, hackers or people who want to compromise your business could use those to actually get access to your data. Also, if you buy new hardware that you try and fit to a system or a server that's running this, the people writing the software for the hardware, it won't necessarily work or they won't support it. The key one for us actually is the antivirus software vendors. They stop writing antivirus for these products. So we saw the retirement of XP back last year. You know, it's hard to get antivirus to run on XP anymore. So that, you know, basically over time, that risk and that exposure to risk will start to grow.
Yeah, so not taking any action here. Basically, you're putting yourself on a route to extinction.
Absolutely.
Really,
and at the same time, as a business, you know, you're reducing your efficiency because you're not actually investing in new technology, which could actually, as we spoke before, shortcut certain processes within your business or provide you with additional disaster recovery facilities or additional, you know, options and services within the software that actually means, you know, your business is in a better place.
Yeah. So how painful is this migration going to be for businesses?
It depends on the scale of your business, to be honest. It's another one of those questions of, you know, how long's a piece of string.
Yeah.
There's huge amounts of variables involved, but again, you know, in a nutshell, it's literally a case of replacing your aging server and moving all of that data to a shiny new server running Server 2012 R2. The actual ins and outs of that process, it can be quite simple or quite complex depending on your environment. I mean, your usual sort of system, you know, could take a couple of days to do the migration start to finish, and it's a relatively painless procedure. But some situations where you have a mix of, say, Exchange mail server, database servers, and other proprietary sort of line of business software servers, it can take considerably longer because you have to actually plan a step-by-step migration and plan to do it properly. In fact, you know, as a case in point, we had a customer that we're in the process of migrating their data from Server 2003 to 2012. What they told us about their system and how it worked, bearing in mind that they're non-technical and we've adopted this from another, you know, originally another support provider, is very different to what actually is happening on the ground. So we're having to work with them in the migration process to adjust certain elements within their business to make it upgradable and compatible with the newer software. But that's, you know, all part of the sort of consultancy phase and the actual planning phase, actually making sure you cover all bases.
See, if I can't just stick it on a USB stick from one machine and stick it in the other, I'm already out the game, you see.
Yeah, I mean, for a very simple system, you could possibly do that, but you know, the reality is it's slightly more complex, which is where people like us come in.
Absolutely. And you know, to get it done right and to get it done securely and safely, make sure everything's backed up, everything is secure.
Yeah,
people have got to consider this, haven't they?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, before you start, make sure you do have a backup and a back out option just in case. There's always that one in in a million chance that something does go wrong partway through. But again, it's down to proper planning and preparation, and make sure you know you've actually got the boxes ticked before you go. I mean, the options to move forwards you have are basically Server 2012 R2, which is the replacement. There's different guises of that for, you know, small businesses right up to large scale enterprises with multiple sites. Or you can even sort of take a look at the cloud-based services, Microsoft Azure, Amazon Web Services, Google Apps, Office 365, for example. But again, it's that consultancy and sort of you know, the planning process to work out what is the best fit solution for your business, because you might decide you want to take it in a slightly different direction given the options that are now available.
It's got to be done.
Absolutely.
It's got to be done.
Yeah. You know, it's foolish not to, and it's a false economy to think, do you know what, we won't spend the money and we just keep running it as it is.
So regardless of what you do or don't, you've got to take action here, regardless of whether you decide to try and do it yourself or get some professional assistance.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, at the very, very least, plan for it and expect it. You know, you might not do it on or before the July the 14th, but certainly I'd recommend within, you know, before the end of this year. You know, if you're not on a newer operating system, you need to start asking yourself questions as to why.
Yeah. So if people give you a bell, Andrew, would you be able to give them an idea of likely cost over the phone, or how does it work?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to be able to say yes to that question. Unfortunately, we've already discussed sometimes the variables aren't entirely clear or the factors involved. We would always insist on a consultancy process to go in and talk to a customer, have a look at their business model. And the key thing is, you know, what are you going to be doing in 5 years' time? What does your business look like in 5 years' time? And actually building a system that doesn't cater for necessarily the right now, but it's where they want to go, and make sure it will actually change and scale to what they want to actually do. And that's actually the key part to it, making sure it's a future investment.
Yeah, great. Okay, well, that sounds good and interesting. And there will be links on the website, of course, to get in touch with you. But we will give the numbers and everything at the end. And,
absolutely.
And in general, things going good?
Yeah, things going really well. We're very, very busy at the moment. We've got a few interesting projects on the cards. And also good news for customers. We've got some amazing deals coming through at the moment. We've got promotions from various vendors on servers, which, you know, at this point, something people should be considering.
That's relevant.
software, which, again, fits quite nicely with tablets and desktop PCs. And also for anyone out there, any listeners out there that are in the CAD business, architects, etc., manufacturing companies, we've got deals on CAD systems up to 33% off retail price. So that's for laptops and high-power CAD workstations. So that's all coming through, and there's more deals to come next month as well.
Well, keep us up to date. Andrew, thank you very much for coming in. If people want to get in touch with you guys, best place to go?
Yep, best place is to email me on andrew.davenport@focus-technology.co.uk, or give me a call on 01209 613 660.
And as I said before, links are on the website. Thanks a lot for the expertise, and look forward to catching up with you next time.
Catch you soon, Mark. Thank you.
The Business Hub with Focus Technology, bringing technology happiness to businesses in Cornwall.